And Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, sitting down with me now as we run down this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Starting off at Lamarts Regional Theater, they present a play called Small Jokes About Monsters. I like jokes and I like monsters both. That runs through Sunday, April 14th. Nighttime shows are at 7:30. Sunday matinees will be at 1:30. Small Jokes is about how we choose to deal with trauma and how we use humor to cover it up. It is not recommended for children under the age of 16. If you'd like to find out more about Small Jokes About Monsters, go to Lamb Theater.
The University of South Dakota will host NMM Live Rock Garden Tour, and that's going to be tonight, 7 o'clock in Farber Hall on the university campus. This performance will feature Heartland wit, stories, sound effects, and music varying from indie, alt-country, folk, soul, to gospel, plus some surprising appearances by some very different National Music Museum instruments. More on that at nmmusd.org.
That sounds intriguing. Coming up tonight, Morningside College is hosting a performance. It's part of their piano recital series, Douglas Humphreys. It's part of the series as it continues tonight, beginning at 7:30, and that will be at Epley Auditorium on campus. Humphreys has concertized in many of the major cities of Asia. Frequent guest artists in Beijing, he's performed at the National Center for Performing Arts, the Beijing Concert Hall, and the Forbidden City Concert Hall. The performance is free and open to the public. Go to more information. Go to morningside.edu for pianist Douglas Humphreys.
It's the season finale for the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, and that's Saturday, and it begins at 7:30 with the orchestra presents A Space Odyssey, which is a collaborative musical tribute to the first man landing on the moon, and it's set to music. The performance will also feature returning guest artist DJ and composer Mason Bates. More on that at orpheumlive.com.
Also, two-time Grammy winner Sasha Cook, soprano, and Hillary Pyring, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra Composer of the Year. She was just here for Opus yesterday. We had an early edition of Opus with Gretchen and Maestro Ryan Haskins. So it's going to be a plus. There's a big deal at the courthouse afterwards,
yes.
An after party.
Yes.
So it's a big, big night, season wrap up, a finale for the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. Morningside students present Jack and the Beanstalk tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 2 o'clock at Klingerneal Theater. Jack and the Beanstalk is the story of a poor country boy that trades in the family cow for a handful of magic beans, which then grow into an enormous beanstalk. You know the story of Jack and the Beanstalk.
That we would only hope that listeners would. The Nobles County Arts Center is going to host the opening reception for their 2019 Area Art Show. That's going to be on Sunday. It goes from 1 to 4 p.m., and the event will have a large variety of media on display, highlighting the talent of local artists.
One Book, One Siouxland is hosting a screening of the film East of Eden Sunday afternoon at 1:30 at the Wilbur Alf's Downtown Public Library. The film is based on John Steinbeck's novel of the same name. It follows the story of Cal Trask, the son of a California farmer who feels that his father cares only about his brother. To gain favor of his dad, Trask embarks on a business venture. Is that one of three films that James Dean was in?
Yes, I believe it was, yeah. Another opportunity, the Sioux City Public Museum is going to host their show-and-tell series, Daryl C.'s Postcard Collection. That's going to be on Sunday. It's at 2 o'clock. The event will feature a sampling of a personal collection of unique and unusual postcards. Attendees are invited to bring their own postcard collections and stories to share. It's an event that's free and open to the public. And trust me, listeners, Daryl C.'s Postcard Collection is exhaustive. It's really wonderful. So you can find out more about that at SiouxCityMuseum.org.
And we're used to hearing about blues shows at Vanguard Arts. This is something a little bit different. Vanguard Arts is hosting a blues harmonica workshop with Hamilton Loomis, who gave a blues show, performed a blues show at Vanguard Arts a couple of months ago. But this time around, it's going to be a harmonica workshop. It's two nights, Monday, April 8th and Tuesday, April 9th, from 6 to 9 both nights. It's a two-night workshop, including your own 10-hole harmonica. So if you don't have a harmonica, you're going to get one. Also, you get a practice CD. There's informative handouts and materials. The class is open from anyone ages 12 and up. No prior harmonica experience or musical training of any kind is necessary. If you'd like more information, you can go to hamiltonloomis.com.
Western Iowa Tech is going to host a free screening of the documentary, Who Will Write Our History? It's part of Tolerance Week, and that's going to be Monday. It's at 6:30 p.m. It's in the Cargill Auditorium on the Western Iowa Tech campus. So Who Will Write Our History is set in November 1940, just days after the Nazis sealed 450,000 Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto, and features a secret band of journalists, scholars, and community members who decided to fight back. I think to get in the Cargill Auditorium on the campus, probably best to park in lot number 4, and I think it's entrance 14 maybe to get in.
It's kitty corner from Kiewit.
It is kitty corner from Kiewit. So a great opportunity to check that out, listeners.
The Northwest Iowa Symphony Youth Orchestra will present its spring concert on Monday evening at 7:30 at Christ Chapel on the Northwestern College in Orange City. The program will feature Plink, Plank, Plunk by Leroy Anderson, Surge by Bruce W. Tippett, an overture from Pulcinella by Stravinsky, and more.
The Siouxland Center for Active Generations is going to host its annual Senior Living Fair. That's going to be on Tuesday. It goes from 1 to 3 p.m., and the fair will feature exhibit booths, blood pressure, hearing screenings, dermatologist information on healthy skin, skin cancer prevention, durable medical equipment information, so much more. And that event is free and open to the public, again, at the Siouxland Center for Active Generations.
The Alzheimer's Association presents 10 warning signs. That'll be Tuesday morning at 10:30 in the Advanced Sciences Building of the Western Iowa Tech campus. The event will be held by Amanda Brophy from the Alzheimer's Association, who will discuss 10 common warning signs of the disease, how to approach someone about memory concerns, and more.
Morningside College will hold its 16th annual Palmer Student Research Symposium. That's going to be on Wednesday, April 10th. It starts at 7:45 in the morning, 7:45 a.m., listeners. And that's going to be in the Yaki Family Community Room. That is in the Olson Student Center. So throughout the day, in classrooms all across the campus, students will share research through oral presentations, poster presentations, panel discussions. They're going to present the research completed in a class or independent research completed with a faculty supervision. So much more on that at morningside.edu.
Festival of Nations is, are always great, and there's one happening right here at Western Iowa Tech on Wednesday morning from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and that'll be at the Rockland Conference Center. The event will feature live music, authentic cuisine, a parade of nations, and cultural dress. The event is open to the public.
The Woodbury County Conservation Board will open registration for its Nature Center Summer Day Camps. Now, that's going to be on Wednesday, April 10th, and again, it's open to the general public. The camp is led by naturalist staff and trained volunteers and does include camps for 3 to 15-year-olds. Space is limited, and you can register at woodburyparks.org.
The Sioux City Public Museum is hosting a free screening of A Thousand Kisses, part of Tolerance Week, Wednesday beginning at noon. A Thousand Kisses is an animated short film created from love letters between a couple who are separated as the climate changed in Germany and Poland. Lunch will be served.
Morningside College is going to host the keynote speech, The Reach of the Research Experience. That's going to be presented by Dr. Rose Kreil Victor. That will be on Wednesday, April 10th at 12:45 p.m. That will be in the UPS Auditorium in the Lincoln Center on the campus. Dr. Kreil Victor earned her PhD in experimental psychology at New York University, specializing in learning and behavior, and continued her love of physiological psychology with crossover coursework in NYU's Center for Neuroscience. That event is free and open to the public.
The Orpheum will host guest speaker Linda Hooper as part of Tolerance Week with a screening of Paperclips. That'll be Wednesday evening at 7:30. Hooper's a retired school principal from Whitewell, Tennessee Middle School, where the Paperclips Children's Holocaust Memorial is located.
Orange City Arts presents the musical comedy Olé as part of its 2018-19 season. The World Tour, that's going to be Thursday, April 11th. It's at 7:30 p.m. at the Unity Night Center. Olé features a unique blend of virtuoso guitar playing and slapstick comedy antics. More on that at orangecityarts.net.
And that's all the time we have this week for Cultural Continuum. Going to leave you with Sioux City Symphony Orchestra Composer of the Year, Hillary Purrington. As we close up shop, on behalf of my co-host Joanne Fox and executive producer Jorge Quesada, I'm Steve Smith.